Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Yo, what's up? What's going on? What's going down in that? Yeah, hi. Where's Becky? So the one who doesn't speak is here. No offence. He's not here. Oh, no, he is. Roz has popped in. You'll have to fill in for Becky for a second. Is that all right?
All right.
Beats standing outside in a fluorescent jacket, doesn't it? In a high-vis tabard like we normally have you doing, stood there with a microphone. And what Becky's up to upstairs, she'll come sashaying in, no doubt. Stinking of booze any second now. How are you? You're all right. Thanks very much to Greg. It's Sarah. I'm in for Scott. Hope you're very well. Started off with a bit of Mike Posnar, which was a good bit of Pendulum as well to get you on your way. Plain White Tees, their new one coming up next. Music-wise, I seem to have sort of got onto a music theme for my first link, so I'll continue it. Chipmunk is my record of the week, and we've got live music as well from the weekend. Teen Awards coming up as well. The Wombats.
Aww.
So, got home last night. A lot of channels seem to have cobbled together. Kate and William, the love story. Last minute. Oh, didn't they got all these programmes ready made up for as soon as it got serious? Do you know what I mean? As soon as they, like, kissed open mouthed and that. They're, like, editors furiously putting together, you know, for when the big announcement comes out. But I think if it comes to live coverage, and sort of, you know, on the spot sort of analysis, I think you couldn't really beat yesterday's show with me and Becky wanging on about it for 3 hours. I think it was informative and entertaining, really. We won't go on about it as much today. I do like the way. Was it the sun who's gone, or is it the mirror? Let's have a look. Oh no, it's the sun. The sun's gone slightly royal purple. Is that like the official sort of... It used to be silk cut, that kind of colour. You know, moving away from... Oh, yeah, the Daily Star have got that. Is that the royal colour of the prince of the Welsh household, maybe? Got a lot of purple all over the papers today. Various shades of lilac. And the Daily Star, we noticed on the front cover, has put... a little crown on top of the R of star, which I think when William's there later on, today is it Tuesday, so he'll be, oh no, Wednesday, isn't it? So he'll be in front of Corrie later on putting together all his sticker books and that, and his albums of all the coverage and that. And I think the Daily Star will be up at the front page there of his scrapbook, because they've gone to that bit. It's just that bit of extra effort, and it makes the Daily Star, if that's possible, look even classier. Put a little crown on the R like that, making it like a royal day and that, with a picture of Prince and tell me they've not got the page 3 on such a momentous day. Well, there's a hot chick on page 3 of the Sun, but it ain't no, she's, yes, it's Kate, and she's got a dress on, obviously. All that would be news. No, that's fine, good, they've not gone. Oh no, it's been relegated to what? Page 8. Okay, in the Daily Star, there is a lady with her baps out. But, oh no, and they've chosen a girl with a boots out, and she just happens to be called Kate. Excellent. Just for that added sort of royal feel.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Well, I've gone and got sucked into the world of the Daily Star now, haven't I, accidentally? It's taken the first bit of the show on a whole different journey, if you'd like to join me, because I looked at their page 8 girl today, lovely girl called Kate, who said that being on page 3 makes herself feel like royalty, which is nice. And then it says, turn to centre pages for a day in the life of a page 3 girl. It's interesting. So, lovely page 3 girl, Nadine Lynch turns up at 9 a.m. Turns up at 9 a.m. Wrapped up against the chilly wind. Do you see, that's interesting. I didn't know this. You see, the day in the life of page 3 girl, they're clothed until they get to the photo shoot. I thought they'd be like, you know what I mean, on the bus, you know, pop in, get a coffee on the way to, because it's just essentially a job to them, so on the way to work, do you know what I mean? Just with the boobs out and maybe a necklace and just some jeans or something. But no, she's clothed, which is sensible because it's cold. She's got a scarf on and that. Then she gets her makeup done at 9:30. 10:30, she has a plate of beans on toast. I don't know if that's anything to do with, you know, how it makes her look or anything, or she just likes beans on toast. Oh, no, it says here, no one can work on an empty stomach. So she tucks into beans on toast. Let's have a look. There you go. She's just reading the Daily Star. It seems quite easy, actually. She goes there, she has some beans on toast, flicks through the Daily Star, then she puts on a bit of bronzer, essentially. At midday, the photo shoot starts, and the photographer decides that she needs a little bit of perking up, so they've got a cold beer can from the fridge. It's like a can of Heineken. It's not all glamour. I don't know if she gets to drink the beer after. Then she gets photographed with her boobs, and then she's done by three. Doesn't seem too hard, really.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I play the wombats next. Keep trailing the wombats. I'm going a bit over the top. Don't worry, the wombats. Don't get me wrong. I like them. They're really nice lads, but I'm really like bigging them up. The wombats on the way. You know, I need to go wombats, 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 womb. Coming up, Becky will be excited. She loves the wombats. Hasn't she got that wombat tattoo on her ankle? Hasn't she? So then let's have a look. Oh, this is romantic. Just want to say thank you for playing Matter of Attack's Teardrop. On Friday. It inspired us to play it at our wedding ceremony on Saturday, which was very nice. There we go. JP and Katie and Kendall. Quite late, though, to be planning that kind of thing, wasn't it? I played it on Friday during the Wonder Years. And I imagine you got married less than 24 hours later and you still hadn't worked out what you were going to play during the ceremony. But we're pleased that we inspired you, and we hope you had a beautiful day, and we wish you well for the future. Can you play that Greg Wallace Lovely Pie, Lovely Pie compilation, please? Go on, Becky, you'll go mental if she comes in and I make her listen to it again. This is from Simon, who's on the way home in the van with Chris. He says, I thought it was absolutely hilarious yesterday. OK, we might slip it in a bit later. Sarah, let's see. Phil in Wallace says, Sarah, you should not be using Baps Out and Royal Feel in the same sentence. Oh, no. No, I shouldn't. I must be careful, actually, during today's show, because there's still a very royal feeling in the air, isn't there? Rob's been on. Why on earth does it take three hours, to take one photo, says Rob, who's quite angry there, quite miffed about the length of that. Well, just think about it, Rob. She's got to get her boobs out, and then they've got to get the angle right, and then they've got to bring on the can of Heineken, and the lady photographer has to hold the Heineken against the other lady, and then they take more photos, and then maybe she needs a touch more blusher. Maybe she's a bit sweaty looking, so they'll put a bit of powder on her. Oh dear, whilst they've been putting on the powder, need to get the can of Heineken again, put that on again. You know what I mean? It's like it takes time to get perfection, to get that girl next door smile just right. And it takes until three, because apparently afterwards she looks with the photographer all the pictures on the computer and they choose their favourites. Isn't that nice? And they probably have more beans on toast. It seems quite a relaxed affair.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
The Wombats on Radio 1. Hey, Becky.
Hiya.
We missed you. What have you been off doing, you? Oh, it's for our top
just
feature.
Editing clips and stuff, yeah.
Tweet to who?
Yeah.
Oh, wicked. Wicked and fresh.
To test your tweeting knowledge.
Oh, we missed you. I mean, the one who doesn't speak, obviously. I've known him for many years. Where are you going now? Oh, there we go. Get some headphones. Do you have them in your handbag? Oh, no. You walk around with them in your head bag. Oh, here we go. Have there any nice texts come through? Can you see? Let's have a look. Warren in Manchester's been on. Wombats are like the curly whirly of the chocolate world. They are the best, and would defo be missed if they disappeared. Matty the Whippet in Huddersfield has been. It went down really well, that Wombats track. World's most influential rock band, easily the Wombats. Love from Matty the Whippet in Huddersfield. How good are the Wombats, eh, Becky? Says Gareth from Southend.
Really good.
OMG, I love the Wombats. They were Gert Lush.
Kevin Fife says, Wombats are way better than Orson, and I am totally agree with
yeah,
that.
They totally,
totally
are.
I have not got a bad word to say about Wombats.
I love the Wombats too, and I've got a tattoo of one like Becky, but mine's on my left bum cheek. Love you from Ben in a van. And more.
What have you said?
What?
I got a Wombats tat.
I thought you did.
Where is it?
On your ankle.
Is it?
Yeah, I thought you had a wombat on you.
I don't know. I don't want to think what else you've been saying about me for 25 minutes.
We didn't even say no or anything. I weren't doing anything apart from that you might might have come.
You're quite a good liar, but he's not. Because the corner of his mouth goes up like a massive grin and he still thinks he's getting away with it.
And he shrivels away from you like...
Although he's shaking his head.
His wheelie chair.
Yeah. Although he's shaking his head, his face says, I've done something.
Yeah, his face says... His face said there's been some bad stuff going down. We're just getting people to text in if they love the wombats, that was all. Wanted to confuse you. Thanks to everybody who texted in.
Well, if they were rubbish, it might have done, but I quite like them, so...
Well, I do like them.
It didn't surprise me.
No, it was rubbish. You were like, yeah, fair enough. They are the best band in the world.
Oh, we've been there. They've got their street patrol out.
The Wombat Crew. What are they called? The big Wombat fans, like the Wombat Army. What are they called? Like the Wombers or something like that. The Wombles. Well, I don't know. You tell us, maybe. BBC. Radio 1. Better do some top DJing then, and it went a bit wrong. Don't worry, it's the people who booked me for New Year's Eve. I'll practice before then. A gig for about 4 years. I've got to get all my music together.
Are you seriously doing New Year's Eve? Where are you doing? Like the O2?
Kind of. It's more intimate than the O2. It's in London.
Is it?
It's in town. It's called Sway.
Is it like a proper place?
Yeah, it's like a proper club and everything. Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Are you actually doing the...
The midnight?
Are you?
Yes.
What are you going to do?
I don't know!
Are you going to go live to the bongs?
That panic in my voice that was through my voice, like lettering in Blackpool Rock, is true. The panic that you heard in my voice. At midnight. Don't know. Any suggestions? 81199, any budding DJs out there? Anyone who's ever DJed at midnight? Or maybe you've had an house party and you don't know what to do. I mean, we have to do... Do you still people do that? 10, 9, like that?
I think so.
Is there a record that has that on?
What, because you can't be bothered to count it down?
I might get it wrong in my nerves. And if I, you know...
I can't think of it, there must be.
I've had a couple of Lamborghinis at 6.
What time are you starting?
8.
I thought you were answering my question then, you weren't. You were just still counting before.
Yeah, I was still looking confused because I was trying to count. It'll go well, it'll be fine. I think I'm on from like 11:30 till 12:30 or something.
Easy.
No, I can't be right. 11 till 1 or something, I think.
Yeah. Oh, you'll love it.
Yeah. Be all right, won't it?
Are you going to take some of your crew down with you? I'm supporters?
I'm trying to make them come with me. Everyone's kind of going... You know when people sort of check out other options? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, look, we've got a couple of tables. Transport. You know, there'll be a van taking me there, so probably it'll shove a few people in the van. And a little area, a couple of tables inside the club. Not bad for New Year's Eve.
No, that's good.
Have somewhere to go. It's always tricky, isn't it, to know where to go.
Got facilities?
Just don't know if they want to come near me playing my music. Don't know.
You do requests, won't you?
I don't know. Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I don't know what kind of club it is, really. I hope I don't get
should
there.
Should you do some research before you
go?
Yeah,
I should do, really. It'll be fine. Oh, I've gone all hot and funny.
Yeah, you have. You've flushed a bit.
I've not sweated, by the way, on this fringe. It's oil in my fringe. I wash my hair today.
Oil in
your... Oh, so annoying. Do you ever do it where you wash your hair and then you put on oil on your body and then you put oil on your face and then you forget and you take your hair out the towel and then you've got oily hair?
Oh, yeah.
So annoying when you've washed your hair all nicely and stuff and you just come to work like you've been like wearing a chip pan on your head and people look like... You're a bit unwashed, and I'm not. I'm very washed today. I'm washed and exfoliated and oiled and everything, and then my hair's got a bit greasy. How did you go on last night?
I was fine.
Yeah.
Why? Were you looking at me like I'm in the... Yes, in the same clothes as...
Yeah.
I? Yeah.
Did you stay out last night, did you?
Yeah. I didn't do anything exciting.
Get lucky in Starbucks after a show, did you? Were you hanging
out
there? Nursing an eggnog latte, and your eyes met with a dark stranger.
Yeah.
And you rolled into work this morning stinking of eggnog.
I was in earlier than I've ever been. I've
really?
Been the one that doesn't speak in this morning. Yeah.
Oh, now what time were that then?
Got
11.
In about 8:30.
Half
I always
eight.
Feel really guilty when I get in at about 10:30 because I see the one that doesn't speak and think, oh, he must have been here for hours. And I realise today he gets in at 10:27.
Yeah, well, Look at that face.
Oh, I love it when he can't speak. He's going mad now.
Oh, he looks like he's firing off an angry email. I'm going to watch. Listen to that anger.
He was in at
1980.
He's so angry he can't even type.
He arrived in 1980.
Oh, listen to this for an excuse. He said he was in at 9:15. I didn't see him. Then went for a power breakfast.
Who with? By himself. He was still sat there nursing an Egg McMuffin, the copy of the Daily Star, catching up with Wills and Kate. That Love It magazine and a pasty doesn't count if you're on your own as a power breakfast, you know, one who doesn't speak. Radio
1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Okay, so we're going to do To Wit To Who then, today and right now. We've got to work out whose tweets are these. Now, we've got a bit of music we can play in the background. Go on, Becky, what?
The one that doesn't speak has found our owl, which
I thought my owl was fine.
Do you know what? Yours is too realistic, I think. We want one that actually goes to wit to who.
Okay, so, well, mine's like this. To wit to
who. That sounds like a very small man trying to get out of somewhere. Like a little muffled. It doesn't sound like an owl,
man.
Does it?
I don't know what small men you've been trapping in places in the past. That's what springs to mind, but we're going to move on. I found this. I don't know what it's going to sound like, though. To wit to who? No? Is that just weird?
Slightly sinister.
That's just weird, isn't it? To wit to... Hakuna Matata. No.
Does the one that doesn't speak one sound any better?
Oh, let's have a look. So is it the one that says, owl, a to wit to who?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Have a listen. A to wit to.
Yay!
Hey, it does. Amazing. All right then. A to wit to who? To who? Okay, good. Let's crack on with the feature, I think. So you know these, don't you, Becky?
Yes, I do. So you're playing.
How many points do I get then?
Well, I think you should have. How many do you want? You can have 20 Scott Mills points for everyone you get right. And there's a retweet in there as well. So you can have...
Double?
Yeah, double. That one's a double.
Because, like, you retweet the points.
Yeah,
so
you have to guess
point.
Who the tweeter is and who retweeted.
Okay, well, tell me when it's a retweet then, yeah?
I think it's the one in gold. I made it
special.
Oh,
yeah, well done. It's yellow. Yeah. Not really gold, is it? Here we go.
I've just tried to change my profile pic. Not sure if it's worked.
Is that me? No. I were doing that. You helped me with it the other
day. Oh, yeah. You've now got double thumbs.
Oh, I was confused. Yeah, it's not a great picture.
No.
I look haunted.
Do you know
what?
I was
tired.
I was going to say something, but then I thought we took about 2 hours to change it.
Yeah, will you help me do it? Although I've got oil fringe. I couldn't be bothered. Got oily fringe again today. Will you do it for me tomorrow?
Yeah.
All right, I'll make sure my fringe is nice. Here we go, then.
I've just tried to change my profile pic. Not sure if it's worked.
Could be anyone. Mm. Let me see. I'm not going to guess. I can't. Oh. Bette Midler. Let's see.
Dominic Byrne.
Oh,
same.
There we go. Very close. They do call him Breakfast Bette. Let's see. Now, this is the retweet one.
From Jenny's management. We can confirm press reports that Jenny has just entered the jungle for I'm a Celebrity.
Ooh, you should get this.
So from Jenny's management.
Yeah. Which Jenny has just gone into the jungle?
Jenny Frost, and it was retweeted by Liz McLarnon. Let me see.
Davina McCall retweeting Jenny Eclair.
Oh, rubbish. I was so convinced. Jenny Frost off of Atomic, I thought I might have gone in. Atomic Kitten. Retweeted by her bandmate Liz McLarnon.
That was a good suggestion. Who's Jenny Eclair?
Jenny Eclair is that comedian with blonde hair and glasses, red lipstick.
Is she a grumpy old woman?
Yes, and she was on Your Fired as well the other week, I think.
Ah, okay.
Let's have a listen.
Just walked right in on Rob DeBank having a wee. I screamed and ran. Bit over the top, but I was V-shocked. Ha!
I know this one because I read it earlier. It's Fern.
Fern Cotton.
Yeah.
Just watched Sean Ryder doing the eating challenge on last night's Jungle. Proper legend.
Proper legend. Vernon Kerr.
Oh, so close.
Oh.
Paddy McGuinness.
Oh, yeah, because Vernon says, proper legend, so like classic, stuff like that.
Ah, thanks, at Justin Bieber. So glad you like my perfume on the ladies.
Paris Hilton.
Britney Spears.
Oh, rubbish. Oh.
My wife got me these lovely cupcakes to celebrate me being past it.
Who's got a birthday? Oh,
who's got a birthday?
Today.
Who's a bit past it? Some lovely cupcakes. Elton John.
Close.
No. who's got a birthday today?
Yeah.
Elton John.
Jonathan Ross.
Oh, nearly. Happy birthday. Yeah, because it's all over Twitter, isn't it? Happy birthday, Rossi.
Can't believe it's the last Stony Way's Essex tonight. I'm wearing a black vajazzled armband. Sniff, sniff.
He's so sad. He started crying on his tweet.
Prince William.
Alan Carr.
Oh, nearly. Gosh, it's very tricky, that game. It's one of them where it's easy when you're playing it on, when you're actually doing it in the studio. Do you know, it's like the cube. Do you know what I mean? It's like that.
You only got
easy
20 enough. Points.
What did I get? 20 points. Mm. What can I get with that out?
No. Well, the one that doesn't speak is going to look through the catalogue, but okay. I don't think it's much.
Well, we'll see. I'll be happy with anything, really. At least having a natural look
through it. Oh, only the novelty salt and pepper mills.
Oh, that's not bad. I like that. That's good.
Really, though?
I love a bit of seasoning. Yeah, that's fine. That'll do. There's some more left. Maybe I can bump
it up.
I'd save
them up.
To the Piccalilli grinder, if we keep going. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Oh, we've had to send the lovely Roz out for some caffeine-laden refreshments. I've suddenly gone yawning. Ben goes mental at me. He's banned me from yawning. There's like things that I'm banned from doing in the air. Well, when I say that, what I mean is when once I start yawning, I then can't stop yawning. And I like do it in his face. Like I do big, massive yawns and he goes mad at me.
Why'd you do that? Just to wind up?
No, not on purpose, but I just can't stop yawning once I start. And I exercise today, and I think it's that that's now like tipped me into sort of yawnydom. I'm not allowed to floss in bed, although he's slackened up on that rule a bit. He found me cowering under the duvet with a flossing brush in my teeth.
Oh.
And he's like, it's all right. I'm really not supposed to eat my ron.
Why don't you do it in the bathroom?
Because it's boring. I hate stood there in the bathroom doing... You know what I'm like? I hate my nighttime routine. I hate washing my face and that. It's boring. I just want to be lying down.
What was that other thing he said he found
raw
you?
Raw monkey nuts. I'm not supposed to eat them in bed.
Why you eat them at work?
Yeah, we had them yesterday. See how much mess they made? Can you imagine that in the bed?
So your bed is like... So you eat raw monkey nuts, get the nuts everywhere and then floss them out?
I was doing big noisy yawns.
I thought you were a classy lady.
Patience of a saint. You never thought that, be honest. No. Patience of a saint, that man, putting up with me. So she had to go out. I'm tired. Nikki came around today and made me want to leap around on the deck, and I enjoyed it today. I'm weird. It's weird. I've turned into one of those people who genuinely love exercise.
Any incidents today? Early in the week, we had groin strain.
I did accidental splits, the accidental front splits the other day, rather than sideways splits.
Oh, okay.
There were none of that today. I honestly think it's karmic revenge for the amount of hours I spent making my pony trot over trotting poles, because she does a similar thing to me. Basically, it's human trotting poles that she has me doing on a plastic fabric sort of ladder, going trotting up and down it as it's laid out on my decking. And then she puts down hoops that look a bit like the Olympic sign. Like the Olympic loop, like hoops. And she puts them on my decking and I've got to leap from one to the other. It's good though, get into it, it's weird. And she's there, she's got Professor Green playing, and now when I hear just be good to Green, and I'm like going, ankle, shin, knee, she has me doing all this on me back, reaching round. I love it though, I felt great afterwards. It's just now that I've gone a little bit yawny, I'm sure after my skinny cap, and especially once I've listened to a bit of Taylor Swift, I'll be back to full power. Podcast. Time now for just, you know, if Wednesday afternoon, if the old grey cells are feeling a little bit sluggish, let's give them an injection of smartness right into the core with today's Coxopedia. Coxopedia. On today's Coxopedia is Lauren. Hello.
Hiya.
Hi, sweetheart. Out in the wilds of Barnsley.
Oh, yes.
Is that a clue? Because I've been studying Barnsley beauty spots through the ages. Any good?
I'm sorry, no.
No Hungarian cake baking?
Hungarian? No.
Okay. Royal bouquets from the book Princesses and Petunias?
No, sorry.
Rubbish. Okay. Chocopedia. Have you got any hobbies I should know about?
I knit.
Oh, is there a clue in there?
No, I'm sorry.
I thought it was going to be a haberdashery from Barnsley Way. All right, then. Well, it looks like I'm not going to be able to guess the subject in today's Coxipedia, Lauren, so you might as well just tell me.
Oh, OK, it's pork pies.
Coxipedia. My favourite. Oh, I could talk for an hour. Pork pies. Pork pies were first invented by Prince Edward I, who had a pig farm. And one day, his wife, the Queen, said, carry this pastry to the barn. And as he was walking across the farmyard, he slipped on a bit of chicken poo and he fell on top of a pig. The pastry wrapped around the pig and, ooh, thought the King, that looks quite delicious. And he took a bite out of it and that was the first ever pork pie. Fans in the celebrity world of pork pies include Stephen Fry, who for charity was once baked inside a pork pie. He was stopped from burning to bits by covering himself in a light smattering of piccalilli, which protected himself from the blistering heat. Shaznay Lewis off of All Saints is a huge pork pie fan. In fact, she once built for her young daughter a Wendy house made entirely of porky pies. Pork pies are very popular these days instead of a wedding cake. In fact, my own mother had a big pile of pork pies for people to tuck into towards the end of the night. She broke with tradition in that even though it was a northern wedding, there wasn't a fight at the end. However, if you are in a northern wedding and they do have pork pies instead of a cake and it does kick off, you can each grab a pie and just lob them at each other as a sort of fun, sort of fat-filled missile. We're just getting onto the menu. I hadn't even done pork pie jewellery. There's dangly earrings, there's the necklaces. Oh, Lauren, that was my favourite Coxipedia ever.
Yay!
I could have talked about that for many an hour. Have a lovely evening, my love. Thank you very much.
You too. Thanks.
Did you learn a lot there?
I did. My brain's full of your lovely knowledge now.
Oh, good. And what are you going to have for your dinner, Lauren?
Pork pie.
Oh, very good. We see, we tried that the other week. They said pasta. And they hadn't been talking about pasta. All right, take care. Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you.
Bye.
This
is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
If you've not listened for the past couple of weeks and you're like, what the? Don't worry, it's just Sarah in for Scott. Scott returns Monday. Back from filming a proper documentary and everything. Wow. There'll be no talking to him, you know. He might change him, you know, making this documentary. He might be all serious and eyebrow Becky.
What do you think he'll walk around with a clipboard?
Might walk around with a clipboard and with a, you know, like a sort of Madonna sort of like in a sort of headpiece with a mic on and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like aerobics instructor.
Yeah, he might start walking around one of them and that and wearing a suit to work and stuff and be might be like Roger Cook off of the 80s, remember? Like that and just going, you know, doing investigative reporting. I can't remember. One who doesn't speak is obsessed with him, though, but I'm way too young. Talking about back in the 80s, it's nice that David Cameron slept out all night on the moor, slept rough, so that he could be there for the royal wedding of Prince Charles and Lady Di.
Have you booked your spot yet for this one,
I'm
next
not going to go and sit out. I might put up a bit of bunting or something. I'm going to let Lola watch on telly. I think she'll love it. I thought about taking her down there. Let's get guaranteed a good spot. Not like on the top table. I mean like outside. I wonder if like, you know, if there's going to be like a VIP velvet roped area for
just take our own one down there.
What?
Just get
it like
now.
A velvet rope?
Well, if we get it now and then put it up and then just put VIP Sarah and me if you want to go with me or someone else more famous if you want to take them.
No, you'll do.
And then we can just like lay out our sleeping bags or put towels down and then that's our spot marked.
Maybe we should up our quota of famous people though because I don't know many. Zoe Ball, she'll do. She'll come along.
Will she?
Yeah, we'll set out a little stall, a little picnic.
Oh, it'd be good.
And if we, you reckon if we put out the velvet rope now?
Yeah. Well, it's the sort of thing in London. It's a bit weird. It's not like other towns, like normal places, where if you see something weird, you go, oh, or someone moves it. In London, if you just see a velvet rope with an area marked out, do not move, Sarah and Becky, people just go, all right, and walk on.
Brilliant, let's do it, let's do it.
Do you know what I mean? If that happened in any other town, you'd be like, oh, what's that? And it would get on the paper and everything. Here, it's just like, oh, yeah, there they are, I've got my spot.
It'd get on the paper.
But it would.
Did you do anything, were you a tiny baby when Lady Di married Prince Charles?
I wasn't born.
You weren't even born, neither were I. We'll have to ask her. I have to ask someone who doesn't speak about his memories of the he was very small. I was born, but only just. I could just about hold some pencil crayons because I drew a picture of Lady Di as she was then before she got married. I sort of designed a wedding dress. Now, I'm not saying I had an influence in how the end design was of the dress, but it turned out to be pretty similar. I sent it to the palace and I got a reply from Lady Di. I got in the local paper with my picture from Buck Palace.
Did she really reply to you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I don't know if she typed it. I don't think she sat down and typed. She probably got quite a lot of sat there like that on an oldie-fashioned.
Did they have typing in there? Yeah, they did.
Yeah. That's what they used to do. They were mad for it. And it looked like it was signed Diana, but they may have just stamped it. But
no, she did. She was really good. She did used to
did
do
she?
Most of her own post. Yeah, have
I don't know where it is now. No, my mum's got it.
Oh, she has kept it. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it must be somewhere. I imagine. Imagine my mum loses everything. She's not got any childhood photos of me. She's got rid of them all. She's like lost them all. Or they didn't take many in the 80s, I don't think. But anyway, there was a nice. I got a nice letter back, and I got in the local paper because my granddad knew one of the journalists on the Bolton Evening News, and I got myself in the paper with me letter from Lady Di. Not nice.
Aww.
So I might get Lola to design Kate's dress and send in a picture. I think it's nice to get kids do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do my own design and send it in because when you're 6 or 7, it's kind of cute, but when you're it's just weird, isn't it? 35. It's just weird.
Unless you're an actual fashion designer.
They'll probably like, if a grown woman sends in like, and you can have flowers around the hem and flowers in your hair and fairy sparkles on your dress. And I send it in, they're just, you know, they're going to research my background and that, aren't they? They're going to do black background checks and that and track, make sure where I am on the day of the wedding, that I'm not too close to the model.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Me and thee should do like a tribute band to the Wanted, the Discarded, we can be called. The Unwanted.
What, do covers of their songs?
Yeah, just me and you. And we could have sort of other members of the band like attached to us like sort of scarecrows in between us, and when we move our arms, their arms move. Do you know what I mean? All attached with loads of string.
Actual scarecrows.
Yeah, like loads of string and pull, like strings and pull it. We'll take it to Edinburgh. You're doing Edinburgh again next year?
No.
No.
I don't know. I'm not late. I don't know.
And why are you scared to look at the one who doesn't speak? Is it because you know
he makes
that he's nodding? He's nodding.
Is
he's
he?
Nodding.
I can't
like
look.
A madman.
I'm going to draw my curtain.
He's nodding. She's drawing her invisible curtain between.
He's gone now. Do you never do that? I always do that if someone's annoying me. Just draw a curtain.
No.
I always do it with Scott.
I might start doing put my hand up. You know, like, did you see Rihanna do it to Rod Gilbert on Graham's show on Friday night? Which I must admit, I watched. You know, however long it is, it's like an hour. I smiled for an hour or however long it is. It was just brilliant and really feel-good kind of Friday night. Loved it. It was a really good show with Colin Farrell on as well. It was hilarious. And Daniel Radcliffe. Rod Gilbert, who's that Welsh guy, that comedian.
Yeah, he's funny.
Who was very funny. He just wasn't starstruck at all by Rihanna. Just took the mickey out of her. And he said a couple of things that were a little bit too choice for her liking. And she did the hand-up thing, like the speak to the hand. And he really flinched. I think he thought he was going to get a whack around the head off her. Zane's on at 7. I feel bad about yesterday because he was singing Cheryl Cole in the Andover and I didn't know if I was supposed to speak to him or not. And I couldn't judge it because normally I'm watching him on the monitor, but instead we had the BBC Rolling News on because of the royal engagement. So I couldn't see Zane's face to see if he was gesticulating, wanting me to join him with the singing or what.
Well, he seemed happy in his own little world just singing along.
He was fine, wasn't he? He was singing Cheryl. I'm going to make sure there's no beef. I'll say hi to him. He might not want me to today. We'll see. We'll find out at 7.
Maybe it's every time you leave like an awkward silence, he feels he has to fill it with Cheryl. So tonight we might get something else.
All right, well...
We don't speak to him. He might do the hits of the coal.
Yeah, well, I'm going to see. We've got McFly towards the end of the show, so maybe he'll sing a bit of McFly. We'll look forward to that at the 7 o'clock. And or I'm all scared now. If you're listening, Zane, I love you, man. We'll see you at 7. I left the building last night. I was discombobulated after the handover with Zane, and I looked for my car for a good 3 minutes, then remembered I came by taxi. I thought it had been nicked, nearly got the rosters round. That would have been daft. The worst thing, I had my car keys in my bag.
That's like when Mark Owen came in with Take That of the Week, and he forgot. Robbie asked him if he'd found his car yet because he thought it had been stolen. He just left it at his mate's house and walked home.
Yeah, and then forgot, and then he fell asleep during the interview, didn't he?
Yeah.
I forgot. Are we doing Tweet Twoo? I completely forgot. Yeah. Should we have a quick game of it? Oh, Twoo! That's it. I thought that was the actual music for it. Let me just find the music. Here we go. Right then. So, time for Tweet Twoo.
We'll edit them together for you tomorrow so you don't have to press so many buttons.
Yeah. Tweet Twoo. It's good that, you know. Much better than my owl. Tweet Twoo. Yeah. Okay. So how far did we get? Let's have a look.
I think you probably got to the bottom.
Yeah,
one,
so
seven.
If you tried...
Start on 8.
8?
Yay, yep. I can do caps lock. Oh, yay. Wow, wow. It's exciting. It's off. Then it's on again. Then off. Then on, on. La, 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 on, off, on.
She sounds like a hot blonde to me, some sort of sex goddess. Is it? Is it me?
Sarah Cox.
I was so excited. I had to go in and change my settings and everything. Everyone on Twitter was like talking me through. It was like I was landing a plane and like they were talking me down from the control tower. They were like, go to settings. And they all talked me through it and now I can do caps lock. Woo!
And loads isn't it just press, there's a button on the computer though that says caps lock.
No, I mean on my phone, on my smartphone. Oh. You have to, yeah. No, I know that. I'm still not.
You might not have done. I was watching you type the other day.
Yeah, I don't know where shift is. What does it do, shift? Stupid name for a button.
Want to travel by bus for rates from $1? Just heard about at Megabus and love that they're committed to greener travel.
Who'd be talking about greener travel?
It's a money-saving expert of some kind.
Leonardo DiCaprio, he's into saving the world, isn't he?
Can't give you any more clues.
He didn't
I'm
actually
afraid.
Save the world, though, because that was James Bond. So, talking about money, who's into saving, is it Martin Lewis? Let's see.
Demi Moore!
Why is Demi Moore tweeting
you
about
buses?
You
threw me a right curveball then. You gave me a look and went, they know about saving money.
Well, they do.
She's pretending she's down with the normal kids, isn't she? Mm-hmm. And she's like, when the last time Demi Moore was on a bus? It was probably part of a film set. Pow! So then...
A question. Is it normal for a policeman to ring a doorbell at this time of night with a torch, saying, is everything okay? There's not much movement.
Is that less than 40 characters?
I'd say no, it's not normal.
No, it's not normal. Who's getting a light shine through their door? Oh, I don't know. It's a difficult one, isn't it? Is it Tom from McFly?
Katie Price, / Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Ian, the voice of the tweet.
Thanks very much to Ian.
I'm thinking about doing some yoga this week. Let's get spiritual.
Is it Fergie off of the Black Eyed Peas?
Oh, she's quite bendy.
Britney Spears.
Oh, it's always Britney when I think it's someone else.
You have to balance ignorance with intellect. Can't have school without recess.
Can't have school, you've got to balance intellect with... Heidi Klum?
Kanye West.
Oh, he's always wanging on it. He doesn't even know what he's on about himself.
I'm twittering in school. # rebel.
It's got to be the Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Yay! Bow, 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 bow. Podcast. The Saturdays. Before that, I was going to try to do a crank call on Ben, my life partner. But then I realised that when he picked up and out, if I was going to go, hello, Dad Ben, I realised that I had my headphones on with the Saturdays blaring out, which would have been a clue that it was only me.
I love it that you two do prank calls.
Yeah, we try and like keep the sparkle
alive. Because he does Shaggy, doesn't he? Because when we got Shaggy to phone you that time, and he went, hello, this is Shaggy, or whatever he said, you went, oh, is that you, babe? And we were all like, it's suddenly like, oh my God, this is an insight into Sarah's home life.
Hey, babe. And then I was like, yeah, very funny. And then I thought, that's not a Ben. That's actually not a Ben. That sounds like Shaggy, and it freaked me out.
Who else does he do?
He doesn't really do any. He's very, Ben is very, very funny. And I'm kind of the one in the relationship who's like, can't stop entertaining, trying to like make him laugh and jump around and that, and flossing my teeth in bed and stuff. And he loves me, it's brilliant.
Can I just please play their clip of when you go? I think we've got the phone call. Can we please just play
it? Oh, what, the Shaggy one?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? I had a bump in my car like 12 seconds after that phone call.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I bumped into a little Mini. And like smashed one of those big dangly, well, it wasn't a dangly headlight until I hit it.
No, it was definitely like that before.
It was definitely dangly, and then I nudged it. That were it. It was dangly, then I nudged it. The true story is Sarah Cox says the autobiography. You'll be in it. A few photos of me and you.
Evidence.
Have you got the clip?
I think it's on your
thingy. Is it going to be appearing magically? Oh, there we go. Shaggy.
Just play the first bit where he's like, hello. You're like, is that you?
Hi, babe.
Hello?
Who's that?
This is Shaggy.
Is that you, babe?
It's Shaggy here. Can you feel the rush? No? You're still a sexy lady, though.
Who is it?
Shaggy. You know you will always be my angel, right, Sarah? Love me, love me.
That's quite good, actually.
You're better than old Carolina.
I was like, nah, he'd never reference old Carolina. That's not his favourite Shaggy song. If it wasn't me. Yeah, and then we should have added sound effects for Small Crash after that. Radio 1.
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. It's on tonight, Becky.
I'm just going to keep letting you going, pretending that I hadn't guessed it yet.
Yeah, you might. Midsummer Murders.
I can't wait. The Apprentice, 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, I just love it.
It's really good now. It's in HD as well, on BBC One HD.
Oh, I'm going to watch it on HD. Alan, like. His lovely craggy face.
Yeah, and all his like hair. I love it.
I wonder when he goes cycling, if he goes really fast down a hill on his bike, if all his sort of wrinkles disappear. Do you know what I mean? With like the wind, the G-force. The sugar force. Feel the sugar rush. Sorry.
He'd never ride his own bike, wouldn't he? He'd
have, no, like, he does!
Someone, no, he'd have a tandem and have someone riding it for him at the front to sit in the back with his feet up.
No, he has a proper bike, but he might have a tandem when he's on busy days, and he has perhaps a PA cycling at the back. Perhaps Margaret still works 2 days a week for him. Cycles along and he's on the phone like that going, yes, a lot of sugar will like that, and just like, do a little computer and that on a lap while she's furiously cycling, maybe. who texted in? Are we allowed to say? I don't think it's true anyway.
I think
try and remember.
Yeah, so Jamie in 7X has texted in saying, in case Becky has forgotten, tell her, plot spoiler might happen now.
It's not
right.
It's not
please
true.
Tell her Lord Sugar was looking to his far left in the preview last week, because at the end of every episode of The Apprentice,
he goes, you're fired.
And I tried to remember which way he points so I could go, yay,
left.
It's them, I was right. But... No, my boyfriend thinks it's not true, and I always forget. So if this is right,
you can't tell from the camera angle, and because my boyfriend, you should get together with Ben. Not literally, that'd be weird, and we'd fall out, and you'd have to look after the kids. You'd become their stepmom, and it'd be awkward at work. But you should get together with Ben just to watch The Apprentice, because he also believes that you can tell he's going to be fired from the last camera shot. Of whoever's face is on last, he always believes that that's the one who gets fired, and it's a nice load of nonsense. So, talking a good telly then, last night doing the Bush Tucker trial was Sean Ryder off of Happy Mondays, Manchester legend. And he's turning out to be a right good watch on this show as well. Because he's just taking it all in his stride with his new teeth. Can't take my eyes off his teeth. They're bedazzling. They're amazing. He's got like new like Scott teeth. Like,
has he?
Big teeth. And so last night he was doing a Bush Tucker trial, which was the eating one where they've got to eat all manner of horrible things. But normally when they do it and you get people eating stuff, they just go, oh, it's rank. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, no, it's sick. Like slime and stuff. And then they're sick when they're eating it. Sean, like, he put it beautifully. He managed to describe things really well. Not so much with the first thing.
It does taste like puke.
Just tastes like puke is what he said. No, you wouldn't... Do you know what I mean? You wouldn't really get, like, John Turold saying that.
That was the one that Gillian liked, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, because it was the vegetarian one. Yeah. And if you see the recipes that she's come together with, that quinoa, or whatever it's called, that
like posh couscous, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, when you watch You Are What You Eat and stuff, no wonder she thought that was delicious. Did you try quinoa?
Yeah, I do actually quite like it.
Do you quite like quinoa?
Yeah.
Maybe I've been
it's
doing
really
it.
It's really high in protein. If you think of it like, don't use it like she uses it, because she has it for breakfast. Mm. But if you have it just like couscous or rice or something, then
oh, really? It's
actually
not too
quite
bad.
Nice.
Maybe yeah. I'll let you make me a bit of quinoa one of these days. We'll have a quinoa night round at yours. So, Sean was amazing anyway. He turned into like a proper food reviewer or a restaurant critic or something.
Sort of a mixture of tongue and dog food and pork chop.
I don't know what he's talking about, but it was like, was it when it was the bull's tongue or something? It was tongue, dog food and pork chop. And then have a listen to this one. This is Anton Deck talking about what he's got to eat next.
This is smelly and ice cream.
No,
I'll tell you what
no.
It contains. Jelly, mm-hmm. And it contains mealworms, crickets,
no
cockroaches and two crocodile eyes.
I don't want...
There we go. So you can hear in the background old Gillian saying, I'm not eating that. Anyway, Sean starts eating it, describes it beautifully.
Yogurt.
Did it?
But with the consistency of shoelaces.
That's brilliant. Like when people taste wine, isn't it? And you think,
yeah.
How are they getting all that stuff out of that?
It's like yogurt, so, shoelaces, I'm getting, yeah, overtones of... Very impressive, really.
Tripe.
Tripe, that's...
I don't even know what that is.
Crocodile dingle. Here we go. And then he eats one of those...
Tripe is... No, that's what he was eating compared to... Is tripe actually... I thought my granddad used to eat tripe.
No, he's eating a crocodile's dingle and he's describing it like tripe.
I didn't know what tripe was. I thought you just explained to me it was
granddad never
used to...
No, your granddad never used to eat crocodile, will he?
I don't know.
No, we don't. We'll
can't ask him now.
We don't know. We'll never know. I suppose it's safe to presume that he didn't know. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.